The Gemara now is going to question the Mishnah's ruling that the shomer, who is watching an item for the Baal, when that item gets stolen, the shomer himself is the one who's going to get the extra penalty payments, whether it's kefel, double, or whether it's arba v'chamisha, fourfold or fivefold, if it's an animal. The Gemara is going to ask, how can it be that the shomer is entitled to those penalty payments? Matzki flei, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama attacks or he challenges the ruling of the Mishnah. V'ha, ein adam makne davar shelo ba'olam. V'ha, but, ein adam makne davar, a person cannot convey something shelo ba'olam, that has not come into the world, literally. In other words, right now, at the time that the Baal is giving the pikadon, giving the deposit or the item to the shomer, that item hasn't been stolen yet. The thief has not been penalized double or fourfold or fivefold the amount if it's an animal. So how, in the beginning of the transaction, when the owner is giving the shomer the item, how in the beginning, when he gives him that item, can he say, you're also going to get any future penalty payments? Right now, there is no penalty payments. In other words, right now, when the owner is depositing the item, giving the pikadon to the shomer, he can't say to the shomer, by the way, if the object happens to get stolen and the thief is caught, you'll get that double penalty payment, or you'll get the fourfold or fivefold penalty payment if the thief stole an animal and then slaughtered it and sold it. Right now, the item is not stolen. And how do we even know the item will be stolen? So how can the Baal, in the beginning, specify to the shomer, you get any future penalty payments if the item gets stolen? Ein adam makne davar shelo ba'olam. A person cannot convey something that has not come into existence yet. Therefore, the Mishnah does not make sense. How can the owner convey a penalty payment that the thief is not yet obligated to pay? Rami Bar Chama then strengthens his position, strengthens his question on the Mishnah. The Gemara reads, Va'afil l'Rabbi Meir, and even according to Rabbi Meir, Damar, that he says, Adam makne davar shlo bol olam, that a person is allowed to convey something that has not yet come into being. Hanimili, these words apply only kagon pero dekel. For example, the future fruit of a palm tree, Davidi da'atu, which are likely to come forward. In other words, it's most probable that the fruits of a tree are going to grow. And therefore, if the owner were to say to this individual, any fruit that's going to come off this tree, you can have, the odds are that it's going to come into existence. And that's why Rabbi Meir's opinion that a person is allowed to convey something that has not yet come into being, that only works with something that you know will most likely come into existence. The odds are that fruit are going to grow from on this tree. Avalhacha, but over here, when you're talking about penalty payments by theft, mi'emar demignava. Who's to say that the item or the deposit will be stolen? Vim tim salomar demignava. And even if you wish to say that definitely the item will be stolen, mi'emar, who is to say, demishtachach ganav, that the thief will be found? Vim mishtachach ganav. And even if the thief is found, miyemar demishalim, who's to say that the thief will pay? Dilma mode mapater. Maybe he's going to confess that he stole the item, and therefore he's going to avoid the penalty payment. Because the Torah says that if the thief admits to what he did, then he doesn't have to pay the extra penalty of double. He just pays for the item itself, or he returns it. So the Gemara's question is very strong. Even if you want to say that an item that has not yet come into existence, you're allowed to give to somebody else, that's only an item that you know for sure will most likely come into existence. Like fruit will most likely grow from a tree. But the item right now, it's not stolen. And even if it's going to be stolen, who says you'll catch the thief? And even if you'll catch the thief, who says he's going to pay? Right? Maybe Dilma Modi Mepater. Maybe he's going to confess his crime, and therefore he's not going to have to pay the penalty payment. So we have to understand what the Mishnah means when it says the owner is allowed to give the shomer future penalty payments.